refuse. As the trees of fall turn into bright colors, my heart begins to mourn, for the joyful sight it brings signals its coming end. These leaves will fall and freeze, like me in an icy labyrinth. When my feet wander in the vast Canadian soil, from busy streets to silent parks, or even where the salmon climbs, I wish my heart goes where my body lies, but no, it is still with my dear homeland. I still recall the cries of an indigenous child amidst the roar of guns. The tribes were starved and trapped of the war that they did not start. I say it was unjust. I survived the accusing glares when I went where the devil did not dare, for the love for my people was greater than the risk of being squeezed between those who hold powers and those who want to pull it down. Much more, there was a cost to be at the villages of the indigenous, who live with the wisdom of old, who live with the bounty of woods, at peace with themselves and the earth, celebrating life from birth to death. But oh, they were an easy prey to those who know how to play on them the powers of documents and guns, to make them all disappear and push them to the mountains. Anyway, nobody really cares. We care for us because nobody will, as it is our solemn flight to keep our race survive. Like soaring and flying birds, we have to keep our spirit free. Like you, we have a right to peace. This we believe and advocate amidst chaos, amidst threat. Like leaves of fall, some friends glow as they fall into the ground. Their blood spreads and shouts, we need to build a bigger wall. Now at the top of CN Tower I climb, spelled and painted in the skies, the hope that when justice prevail and streaks of peace is laid, I will be home and grateful for this refuge in the trees of fall.